Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Pat Sigmund back on the show. Pat's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of and the owner of LPS Consulting. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, and she's one of the people we turn to when we want to grow our business efficiently and profitably, which probably means a healthy dose of some kind of technology. She's our good friend, Pat Sigmund. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, Pat. So what are you seeing out there, Pat? One of the things that I've been talking about lately is how small businesses, especially small businesses, now have the ability to grow their businesses without hiring their hiring being in direct proportion to the amount of growth they want. They have technology options, and this is one of the reasons why the economy can grow, businesses can grow, but unemployment not be impacted, not get any better. And so what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I've just finished a few New Year conferences with technology companies, and two buzzwords out there: cloud, everybody knows that,
right?
And mobile right. Technology.
Yep.
With those two things, for small business owners, the whole landscape has changed, especially with the bad economy, the last few years. You're able to not have administrators doing these tasks. You're able to have the actual producer stand there and process invoices, accept payments on the iPhone,
right.
Do all of these things that used to take a back office effort. So if lean and mean using technology, you can really be more real time and end up with more profit at the end of the day, which is amazing.
Well, and for small businesses, another big thing is cash flow. A lot of what you were just talking about makes the cash available from a transaction much quicker. Go ahead.
So many ways to take credit cards, so many places to take credit cards, like checking fees so that you're not paying the maximum fees. I was taking a car service to the airport, not a taxi, a regular car service recently, and even those people, they have the app right on their iPhone to process the credit card that you give them and give you a receipt right on their iPhone. They don't need an office doing it. They don't need. Think of the steps that are saved.
And you have to build in the cost of that, because
much less.
Well, yeah, you're going to get dinged for, you know, 2 to 4% depending on the company you use and your relationship. You're going to get an automatic ding from the credit card company, but many times, if that allows you to get your cash that much quicker, then you know you can use that cash to turn that cash around and take a discount from someone else. You can make it up somewhere else as long as you have the cash available.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do your ROI, and you have to play with your P&L, but
and also your pricing. You may want to adjust your pricing for that too.
But I mean, all in all, it doesn't. A lot of times, think of the people who you, like you say, unemployment stays the same. The people who used to sit there processing these things,
right?
They're not there anymore,
right?
So you're counting percentages, but you're also reducing labor. I was just going through 1099s. I mean, this is silly, but now I pay attention to these things. And
right.
You don't have to send 1099s if it came from a credit card, the credit card companies are doing that. There's so many different automated things that are going on that save money and increase profit.
No question about it. And the thing is, Pat, is when you and I were pups and big companies were spending tens of millions of dollars developing rudimentary systems like this. These highly elegant systems are now available in little bitty bite-sized increments and pricing we can afford for the smallest of small businesses.
Yeah, and big companies, the big developers, this is where the money's going. Microsoft, SAP, mobile technology, cloud technology.
It's the future, folks, and you've been hearing me talk about this for a long time, almost 15 years. Hold on to that thought, Pat Sigmund. Pat and I will be right back. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.